Blog Talk Radio.
All right, 1 second here. 1 second. 1 second here. 1 second, folks. I'm good. Skype is trying to mess up on me here. I apologize. Give me 1 moment. I apologize. I'm going to try it once more. Oh, the host. All right. I'll try. All right. We're live. 515-605-9321 for the calls. From Jaffa of China to Babylon, I hope you've been taught. Understand something that we need to understand prophetically, that the Most High put Hook and Jaffa of Jaw so we can understand who's been working behind closed doors the whole time, not just Esau, not just the Roman Empire, folks. Jaffa has been working, and the Most High put hooks in his jaw so we can recognize that they made themselves like unto Babylon and will be destroyed with her. All right, 706 area code. Shalom, you're live.
Shalom, Eric.
Hello?
Hello.
How are you? Yes.
I'm fine. How are you? All praise to the Most High. I just want to make a comment. Sanzi Jackson.
Okay. Go on. Floor is yours.
I got baptized this past weekend. See him?
Yeah, fantastic. I can hear you.
Okay, and then I joined the academy for the sixth time.
Thank you.
And then I understand what you were saying about the Chinese and stuff, because that's the incident of that here in Alabama, where they got a whole community in Opelika. They got their own bank, the area set up, and everything. So I know what you are telling us is the truth from the Most High. And I thank you for that.
You're welcome. I'm a servant. I have
to. I'll tell y'all. Excuse me?
Can you hear me clearly or no?
You're kind of coming in and out, like a delay, but I can hear you.
Okay, go on.
But the experience I had from getting baptized was amazing. To see all the people that was there to get baptized, plus the elder people bringing their children and their grandkids and stuff. And what I saw that was interesting is that while we was out there, we had some Gentiles up there taking pictures of the ceremony. And
look at
then
that.
I saw helicopters riding around, and I was like, that's kind of weird. And then it was saying that it was going to rain all that day, so I didn't know whether to go or not, but I still went. I said, I'm not going to let nothing stop me. But when we got up there and stuff, the sun came out.
I mean, I don't know if rain can stop someone from getting in water. You're going to get wet anyway. But
Right. But it was just, you know how you say that they put on the TV, you know, about the weather, but the Most High really controls everything.
Exactly.
And I feel like when the storms and stuff do come in, I feel like whatever they're trying to do, he put a little bit more oomph to it because he's in control.
Exactly. End of the day, he's in control, sister. Let me ask you, what area, what city did you get baptized under, or what church?
In Atlanta, under Elder Baruch, I think. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name.
Well, he's soon to be,
he has a very good spirit.
Yeah, he's
deacon,
but he's moving towards bishop. Yeah. I say he's deacon, but he's moving towards bishop. Yeah, but he's a great man. Great man.
Yeah.
All right. So, thank you, sister, and welcome to the body. And when I come to Atlanta, I would love to meet you, okay?
I would love to meet you, too. And hopefully by that time, I'd have been and got my son and my great-grandson and all of them joined the church.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Welcome to the body. Welcome to the body.
Okay.
And guess what? The next Passover will be in Augusta.
I might be able to come.
We're going to be in Atlanta for the Passover. So I hope to see you there, too, if I don't see you before that, okay?
All right. Okay, thank you, Tawada.
Bless
you. I'm praying to the Most High. Bless you all, too.
All right. Shalom. I'll place you on hold. 340 area code. 340. Shalom.
Hello. Hello.
How you doing, Sunshine?
Shalom. Hi, Elder.
You know what I'm going to do, Sunshine? What I'm going to do, Sunshine, is I'm going to one day put up Zoom. I'm going to put up Zoom and have you click the Zoom so everyone can see you. For the first time, because I don't know. I know everyone is chopping at the bit to find out what's going on with this young lady. I think that's going to be something that people look forward to. But go ahead. I'm having you in here early, but you have to go through it quick. Come on, Sunshine. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. It's clear that the nakedness of the Gentiles, that, it's not for our turn that they're so exposed from prophecy. Those of sin are being revealed, and they can't hide no matter how they have tried for years. The Most High's word doesn't come back void. So we can see them, and their agendas are clear as day now, put against us, and we're bondage, as a result of all their playing games. And they, through one side of their mouth, that they are doing things for the benefit of the communities, all communities, and especially the poor, and in the way they, set rec centers and housing communities and, neighborhood churches and clinics and so on. But really, they're aiming their efforts, they see as the greater good, which through their continual actions, we of Israel, with eyes to see, know is indeed not us. We aren't included in the greater good. But at any turn, the evidence is, in what they tell us in our faces, in their exclusion of us, mentioned civil rights, all nations, creeds, and preferences, all races and lifestyles. But by the process of elimination, it shows our recognition only, as you were talking about, perverse and fornicators, the disproportionately affected, ignorant, perpetually, needing to be in jail or slave-worthy and discardable and born immoral. And as this affects the whole earth in the four corners of the world, wherever in scatter, according to prophecy, for our actions against the Most High, and it isn't hard to follow the cookie crumbs that they leave behind, the nation, not Israel, and who are against Israel and God. They leave these behind, and by looking at who, like Elder Lori was talking about, has gained richly as whole nations out of Esau's kingdom, and who have continued as a whole nation under Rome's reign. It is exactly as Paul said, that our fall being the riches and salvation unto the Gentiles, who have also magnified themselves in a generational boast against us, our sons and daughters, and as far down the line as the perpetual curse is pushed into on our people, so that we are as the invisible people that roam the earth in a hushed conspiracy that all nations have kept their cultures and traditions and worships intact with their gods, and they also know the races upon the earth and all operate at a level of segregation unless they have succumbed to the melting pot that Elder William was mentioning too. In the delusion of America that has been ushered onto the world again by our creativity and the spirit of who we are, and the so-called, disposable as they think we are, yet we alone, poor and in tribulation, rich, are left for dead to wander the earth, working our bone until our literal death without clarity on who we are and how. Been that our Father in heaven, whom we receive love and chastening and have always, is Ahaya, and that although we are used and abused daily in this world, in this kingdom, we are not invisible to our, and he will not utterly destroy us, and we are the sons and daughters of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Most High loves and who was promised. So if we walk in escape of the hour of temptation, our nation will prevail and will not be hid under a bushel anymore, or under a table, and no longer be called by bywords or deemed invisible. And we will be known as the sons of the living God. And that's all I wanted to say, Elder. Praise the Most High. Praise the Most High.
She did it. She went through it. Thank you for your copious notes, Sunshine. We love your soliloquy. 414 area code. Let's do it. 508, I see your hand raised. I'll bring you in next. 414 area code.
Shalom, Elder. This is Andre Judah Thomas.
Shalom. How are you?
Shalom. I just wanted to say I'm all right.
I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, always. I just want to say the water for reconnecting me with the Chicago body. Yeah.
Okay.
I brought my family there, too, and they loved the experience. So I can't wait to go back and see those brothers. And I wanted to say, when you said that this lesson, this broadcast was going to be turned up, you turned all the way up for real. Thank you for this lesson.
Praise the Most High. All praises go
and
to
last
him.
Last but not least, yes, all praises be to the Most High. Last but not least, I just want to say, for those that's listening, if you're not in the academy, what you got today was just a sample of a sample. You might want to get in the academy to get the rest. And that's all I have to say. The water, elders.
Well, thanks. Oh, it's a lot today, but I can't wait till Sunday. Thank you, my brother. And when I take a trip to Chicago, I hope to see you there. I'm looking to link there too soon too. All right.
I can't wait for the
Thank
holy
you,
days. It's coming up in a few weeks too. I know they're coming up. I will be there too.
All right, brother. And never let that light. Don't ever let that light go out. Understand where you are. We're in the home stretch, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you, brother. Let me tell you. Christ said, ye that endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Okay, the greatest thank you anyone could ever do, I tell everyone who comes in, is to finish. Okay? So the Bible tells you that when you eat this roll, it's sweet, but when it goes into the belly, it becomes bitter. The reality that comes with what? Carrying and digging with Christ's plow. It's going to be hard. It's not all easy. But enjoy this time, okay, and endure patience and long suffering for God's people. All right? That's what it's about.
Perfectly said.
All right, so I'll see you soon. Ayendabar. Thank you. 508 have his hands raised. 508. Shalom. Hello? I'm sorry. Something's going on with your phone. Get that together. Probably take it off speaker, and I'll pull you in a couple of moments, a couple of minutes. 414. I think I just talked to 414. 507 area code. 507.
Shalom. How you doing? This is Auntie B.
I'm blessed by the Alpha. How are you?
I'm good. Your jelly will be there to you tomorrow, so be looking for your package.
Oh, you got the grape jelly homemade? You made it homemade?
Yes, sir. I sent you a couple of them, variety for you and Elder Lawyer and whoever you want to give somebody else to there. So you should have them tomorrow.
Thanks. I'll break it out and I'll share it. You know, I'm not going to covet what belongs to someone. You know what I mean? I'm going to have some for myself. Take a little butter, toast that thing, and just take some of that jelly, put it on there, and with some eggs and turkey bacon, make it work. So I appreciate it.
You got Concord grape, what you asked for. I sent some white grape. I think I sent some peach mango, some, I don't know if I put pineapple, if it was done, maybe some pineapple orange.
Oh.
Pineapple.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right. Oh, hey, we're going to make
apple
it work.
Apple was my favorite, but my new favorite now is pineapple.
Did you send apple?
I believe I did. I believe
okay,
I did.
Okay, well, I'm going to take the Concord grape and the apple for myself. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And,
okay. Now, I have
good,
a question.
If it's good.
I'm sorry.
Before we do that.
Oh, is it good? Yes,
know,
it is.
Listen, I'm not going to listen. I know you put your love into it. It's all that matters. But if I see that this is something that can happen and it's good,
mm-hmm.
we can talk about branding your stuff. So where we can help you
okay.
get to that level. We can, as a family, help you get to the point where people can pick up some of this good jelly. So you never know how it works. So, all
and
right.
And I so appreciate it. But this is one thing I do that nobody else do that's making the jelly in the big major companies.
Yeah.
I pray over mine to Ahaya, Bahasha Yeshaya,
okay.
Wawawak.
Yeah, you pray over the jelly, all right. Hey, there you
right,
go. I'm sure they're not doing that. You
no
got one up on
what
them with
happens,
that.
Yes, no matter what happens, I pray that when they get this jelly, that the Spirit of the Most High come to them and make whatever their day is, makes their day better from that day forward.
Hey, that's those are good vibes. 9 times out of 10,
yeah.
The synagogue of Satan is there, you know, after some crazy freak party and come the next morning, and, you know, in a red robe over their welches, you know, hell Satan to the pits of hell.
Right.
If anything, they do
right.
stuff. So, hey, I'll take the highest jelly over that any day. All right, sister, so
right.
I'll let you know once I get it, and I'll show people the jars and let others know how they can actually get it. You said anything else before I go to the next call?
Yes, it's something real quick. I sent a friend
yeah.
request to a young lady through Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to get myself with like-minded people and, you know, to
yeah.
form a prayer circle, to give something uplifting every day. You know, because you never know what people are going through, and so many of our people are being hit with different things day to day. So if you got a prayer circle or you get something uplifting that's motivational, that's something that can help people get through their day. This young
yeah.
lady, you know, I had spoke to you before in regards to my past of being in the Eastern Star. Remember that?
Yeah.
In a segment, and I called in about that. Well, she went onto my page and searched through there from pictures I had put way back. But when someone comments on that post, it'll bring it forward as if it was something new. She's seen all of this and was threatening, saying, I'm going to expose you and to GOCC that you're a fraud, you're a witch, you're this, that, and you need to repent. And I told her, I have repented. I am no longer an Eastern Star. I have been baptized.
Sister, listen, I'm going to tell you this.
Okay.
And I hate, you know, it's harder for women to do this than men because, you know, because women, really the Most High made you nurturers and care. You have a care that's different than, of course, that's what makes you a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
sometimes that can work. That can work as a fault, how everyone else views you. Or what they think
mm-hmm.
about you. You know, your
mm-hmm.
feelings can be hurt. Or you want to prove to someone you're not how they view you. Sister,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you. Part of becoming a part of this body in Christ, you have to let that stuff roll right off of you. You don't got to justify yourself with anyone.
Listen,
I'm saying, but you're telling me, you give me your mm-hmm. conversation. I'm giving you something greater. If you can ascertain,
okay.
it's not even about her.
Okay.
Not even about her. What she did wasn't accusing you. What you have to look at is what did Christ wanted me to see in this interaction, regardless of how she viewed this.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, it's our responsibility publicly not to put
mm-hmm.
a stumbling block in
mm-hmm.
front of those who may not know any better. So
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have cared about what she said, but I would have thanked her because this is something that, what, you forgot about. And maybe you need to go backward and look at the stuff that can put a stumbling block with you teaching what you have now with the contradiction
mm-hmm.
you have on your page. Because when
mm-hmm.
people come, they search everything. And guess what? Not just the
mm-hmm.
righteous. Usually it's the accuser of the brethren that are looking for something to throw shade on your newfound understanding. So I would thank this person, because what they're trying to do is what? I thank her for bringing that out so that you can get rid of it, because the devil will find it and say, listen, you are an Eastern Star. You was once my child, and now I'm going to use that to soil you what this truth, this purity that you're receiving now. So it was the Most High that allowed her to point out something you forgot. Let me tell you, the accuser of the brethren, listen to me clearly, the accuser of brethren are accusatory first. They look to accuse first. They don't look to show mercy and deal with you from a mercy standpoint. They look to accuse brethren. And that's why and I have to get to the next call, sister, but that's why you really need to be on this lesson I'm going to do this coming Sabbath, the spirit of Cain.
Oh, you have to be there. I don't miss it.
Oh, no. Listen to what I'm saying, though. You must be there, because a lot of people don't know that being shaped in iniquity, the majority of the people, without even knowing it, subconsciously operate and deal with conflict from the spirit of Cain and don't even know it.
Okay.
And that's why someone look at your page, because you are speaking righteousness now, and now the devil will go and look at it and say, let me find darkness. Let me find something wrong to accuse you. But the whole deal is, I don't care what you find, because with sin, Christ covered that. You can't blame me for nothing, because guess what? They may be looking at your page, but the Most High is looking in them, the darkness that they're doing without people seeing. At least what you're doing is for everyone, is to be seen before everyone. So, sister, let me tell you, this is a long road. Don't ever. Yeah. Listen, you got to listen. Don't ever deal with someone else's expectations of you. You can never fulfill someone else's view or expectation. It's impossible. Don't care what they have to say if you know what you're doing is right. And even in that negative discourse, that negative view, that accuser, it was the Most High allowing this negative person to look at something to actually find dirt that you can get rid of to not be a stumbling block to someone in the future. So just
now,
be there
I thought
Saturday.
I had got rid of everything, but I don't know how to get that off of there because I don't even see it anymore.
Well, sister, if someone else can get to it and you can't get it off, a matter of fact, don't worry about it. I'm going to have AC contact you. He's our tech guy. And if anyone knows how to get it off, you're sending me to Jelly. I'm sending you AC to tech guy. He'll show you, okay?
Okay.
All right, bless you. All right, shalom.
All right, shalom. Shalom.
All right, the end of one. 517 area code. And when you hear somebody say, oh, the GOCC, I'm going to tell you right now, you have to understand when people are taking veil shots, as if this isn't something greater than just a title. This is the gospel of Christ here. 571 area code. Yes.
Edward Carr.
Yes, sir. How are you? Your name?
Harold. I'm from the body of GOCC DMV.
Okay. How you doing, brother? Your name?
But Harold.
The floor is yours. How are you?
Man, I just want to thank you for everything that you're doing, the truth that you brought me, because the things that I've been going through, walking through this walk, and every time I go through this walk, every time I go through everything, every time something comes to me, I just go ahead and I just put you on. And when I put you on, it opens up everything, because I understand that Elder Ricard, he's not the guide. He's not nothing. or he's a teacher. But it takes for me to open up my book and read it myself. And as I read it myself, it makes more understanding, because all he's doing is giving me the guidance to go back to that truth.
Yeah.
And I just
I'm a servant. That's
all of that.
Thank you. It's my duty. And I love doing it. And as long as when Christ says, Christ said, as long as when he come back, he's fine that servant working. Okay. Am I perfect? Not by any stretch of the imagination, but I'll be working when he returns. Okay. If I'm here, I'm working.
It's not, you're not just working. You're working. You're doing the due diligence of the Most High. To me, what it feels like is when I first came into the truth, I didn't have no guidance. And I went from IUI, I went from all the mother camps, and then I just found myself to you, and I just levitated and gravitated to the understanding of what you do. Because I'm like, he breaks it down the way I understand, and the way you understand is the way I was brought up. I'm like, yo, Elder Ricard, I don't care what nobody say, Elder Ricard, yo, he ain't playing no cut cards. He is not playing no cut cards. He tells you exactly how it is. A lot of camps that I was with, they were sugarcoated, and then when you find out the truth, that sugarcoat would come down to. Now it's water, and now you find out the truth, and now you're lost. And I'm like, yo, no, Elder Ricard don't do that. That's not one thing he does.
And hey, I'm a servant. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All praise be to the Most High. All praise be to Yeshaya.
Yes, sir. All praise be to the Most High. But I just had one question for that.
Yes, sir.
The question that I had was, you know, I when I went to church the last Sabbath, we have a conversation over, can you eat duck or can you not?
You can't.
And I thought that you cannot, correct?
You can't because it have web feet. It tell you that in Leviticus, when you go to Leviticus 11.
Okay, so that's where we were kind of confused at the situation, because
duck is unclean. Duck is unclean. Geese is unclean.
Okay, so that was one of the one things I was trying to get out there. I was just like, man, look, you know, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't know that. They feel like, you know, it's a bird. Eat it.
It's
something that flies in the air.
When you go in Leviticus 11, it tell you the fowls that you can eat. It have to be pheasant. Okay, chicken is from the pheasant family. Turkey is from the pheasant family. And that's what you can eat as far as the bird go. The pigeons, you can actually eat pigeons. Pigeons are clean. And
okay.
I know that it don't look like they want some clean stuff out there. Pigeons are clean. Yes, clean pigeons. Those are clean animals. Those are clean poultry. But you cannot eat geese, swine, and all that, because the grease and all that, It consumes in their body. That's why it's extra greasy and fatty. It's almost like, to some degree, the pig of pheasants. I mean, the pig, not of pheasants, the pig of fowls. It's greasy and all that. You can't eat duck. I mean, quail is good. Quail is good, right?
Okay. Right.
So, yeah. But you cannot eat... You cannot eat duck. I mean, don't get me wrong. When my mom used to make duck around so-called Christmas, and that duck skin was all crispy and all that, and she had that butter glaze on the top of that thing, don't get it twisted. I mean, I would have a duck leg in my hand like the Flintstones. Okay, it's not like I've never I have me a Flintstone duck leg. All right, so straight up.
Right.
Okay.
But that was one thing, because I know there's some charts out here that say that duck is good and
duck
is that.
I said pheasant.
But
well,
you get it clear.
I said pheasant. Let me correct that. quail. It's quail that's in the chicken family. Let me correct that. Thank you. But
okay.
Yeah, pigeons are clean, but you cannot eat duck. You cannot eat duck.
Okay, I just wanted everybody else out here, because I understand that now. I understand that now that me and Officer Warner went through this and we found it out. I understand that now. But at first, because I was looking at the charts that they have up there for clean and unclean foods, and now I understand that, nah, duck is not. And he broke it down to me, but I was just like, he broke it down to me, but I thought it would be one thing that we want to clarify so that everybody else want to understand that duck is not clean.
Oh, wait. Well, hey, listen, only thing I have to do is go to Leviticus 11 and it tell you right there duck isn't clean. Crystal clear. The Bible can say it better than me. All right?
Yes, sir.
You cannot eat pelican.
Yes,
you cannot. Hey, I've seen one thing where man, the heathens are going wild. They was eating over there in when I was over in the Middle East in Egypt, they was eating camel's hump. I'm like, y'all, they got us thinking Muslims are all clean over here in America. I'm like, you go over there and guess what? Just looking at what they eat and how they operate, you'll change your religion. Oh, you right there off the plane. Camel hump, and in one area, in certain countries, they eat kangaroo over in Australia. The heathens gone wild. Come back to God.
Man.
All right, brother, let me get to the call because I have to digress. I'm about to rest, actually. All right, I'm tired.
All praise
so I'm
going
to get to
high,
the next
get
call.
Get your most rest, bro. All praise the Most High.
Thank you.
All
right. I appreciate you. All right, 731 area code. Shalom.
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
Elder? Fine, how are you?
Yes, I'm doing well.
I have a question. Were there one or two angelic fallen aways?
That's a great question. There were actually, brother, there were three.
Wow.
It was three. And guess what? It still happened until this day. When you look in the book of Revelation and when it tells you a star fell from heaven.
Yes, sir.
It has always happened. But when you're talking about the Old Testament biblical understanding of it, you had the one third, which are the old gods. Do you hear on Game of Thrones, have you ever seen that? Where they talk about the old gods and the new gods, the old gods and the new. It really told, telling people exactly how many falls there were. You had the old god, Satan and his angels, one third who fell at first, and that began the abyss or the face of the deep. The Most High put a firmament around that, and the waters separated from the waters. It became a congealed ball of ice. And eventually they would come out of the ice once the water subside. That's why they came out of the area of North Pole and the poles out of Antarctica. They were here in the earth once the earth subsided before Adam. They made cities out of the ice. And these are the first gods. And then you have the next gods during the time of Jared when they came down on Mount Hermon. Okay? When the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair and began to mate with them and brought forth giants. And then it says what the Most High showed Moses. And then after that means what? It would happen again after the flood through the sons of the giants who escaped the flood, and they would begin to do it again, deal with the daughters of Cain with their rituals. And angels would come down and deal, and that started happening in the land of Canaan near Mount Seir again. By the time Moses came there, there were giants in the land. So there's three epic scenarios of the fallen angels, and the identifier, their signature in any area where the angels fell is when you have a civilization of giants. That's their signature, that the angels fell throughout time. And when Goliath went against David and all that, that's right. That's David fighting a child of what? A fallen one.
Right.
Okay.
So could it be possible?
But hold up now. I'm quantifying a lot of information that need what? That need historical and biblical references and backup. What I've just quantified to you is just an overview of what I'm teaching this Sunday and the Sunday subsequent to that. So I can't quantify all of that for you without the history background that goes with it. I would say, are you in the academy?
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay, well, can you get in the academy? It starts Sunday.
At the moment right now, I'm kind of
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Send an email to gatheringis1@AOL.com. Say you spoke to Elder Rikar Shiar. I'll speak to you, and let's see what we can do to get you up in there, okay?
Yes, sir.
Because I can't teach this lesson tonight. I'm teaching it Sunday.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. I understand.
All right. Thank you. All right. I can put you on hold, and I'll be looking forward to the email. All right. Shalom.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're digressing. I already had 414-731. I hung up 870. We'll take one more call, and that will conclude our broadcast for this evening. 870 area code. Get in the academy. That's all I can tell you.
Hello. My name is James.
How you doing, James?
All right, you? I'm glad I'm able to talk to you about this honor. I'm calling from Forest City, Arkansas, and I know who I am as a people. Thank God for your lessons. I listen to them, and it's an, like I said, it's an honor. I'm pleased to talk to you. I just wanted to talk about three dreams I had and a couple of visions I had, and they're powerful, and I just can't get them out of my head.
Okay.
Before we go there,
because I'm about to go to sleep, I would rather you put it in an email and send it. How long will this take?
Not very long at all.
We need a timestamp, or I can take your phone number and call you and get that. Are you saying you can do this within 3 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Shoot.
Okay, can you hear me? I had to put you on speaker because for some reason the volume way down low, even though it's turned all the way up.
I can hear you.
Okay. And I had each one of these dreams twice. And the first time I had it, I was there with my father. And the second time,
okay.
Hold up.
Brother, I'm going to let you roll with one of them. But understand,
okay,
the Bible says that we have to, that we cannot regard dreams to that degree when it talks, it's like catching a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
If it be not sent from the Most High, don't regard them, because sometimes dreams are made from your subconscious, from the things that you're dealing with. It has to be confirmed through scripture whether or not that dream is correct. All right? So I'm not discounting your visions, because the Most High said in Joel that we should, you know, the young shall see visions, and even the women shall dream dreams, right? That there will be people dreaming and getting insight to Bible prophecy. And it says, if it be not sent from God, don't regard them, which means if I can't go into the scriptures to confirm that this is going to happen according to God's word, I can't regard it. I'll give you one of them. Give me one of them, and the rest I can probably call you, and we can talk about that.
Okay,
I have to be careful because I don't want a lot of people. Listen, I like to set a precedent because I know how our people are with dreams. The Most High give them to me, too. Everyone gets them.
Okay.
So I don't want to open a forum where everybody start coming in and saying, well, okay, here's my dream. But I'm going to let you flow with one of them. Go on.
Well, I'll tell you about this vision I had. It was one evening right before dusk dark. It was a cloud sculpted like an angel. It was huge. And it stayed there for the longest time. And about 9 o'clock, it was over, just about over the building I live in, and it stayed there for the longest time, and it dissipated over my building of all places. And then across the street, I live across the street from the high school, I saw a big, it was dark, black dark then, I saw a big mushroom cloud glowing behind this gym over here across the street from where I live now. And then I had a couple of questions.
Okay, well, let's get that. So what do you think that is? What do you think? What did you quantify from those dreams?
Well, I think the Lord is getting ready to come back for his people, and he it's war fixing to happen. That mushroom cloud, I think that's symbolic of a war.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Without your dream, I can confirm we're close to the time that Christ will need to come to save us. There will be nuclear war on the earth that's prophesied in the book of Ezra.
Mm-hmm.
So every, yeah. So it's in the Bible, so that's confirmed. But you have to understand that the Most High is bound by his word. You have to understand the chronology. You have to understand the chronology of these events, which means none of that, what you just mentioned, can happen until the war with Iran happens first. And that's going to happen. So if anything, when the Most High sends you a dream showing you a vision of a return, that's a personal dream that's telling you that if something isn't right, it's time for you to fix that. That's a sign for you to repent and get in order in preparation for Christ's return. Everything you said, it's in the Bible. It's coming. But there's a reason why the Most High gave it to you. The whole deal is to teach you. I edify. Okay, I understand, but listen to what I'm saying. Everything isn't for everyone. Because I'm going to tell you this. The Most High show me things all the time. But I will never get on a public forum to say this is what the Most High has shown me. Because then that can become synonymous to necromancy, where now people are valuing my visions over the word of God. What the Most High showed me through visions is for me. What I need to correct in myself. What I need to understand based on that. Now, if it's something that he put on my heart to teach the people and I see in a vision, being that I'm a Bible man, I can easily go into the Bible and show the precepts and say, it's not my vision. This is what the Most High probably want me to teach today. Thus saith the Lord. And that's how you measure that, not get caught up in the dreams, because there's also sin in dreams, dark thoughts in dreams. There's also lust in dreams. So we have to be careful because the devil sneaks in those too.
Right.
The greatest discerner with dreams is the word filtering our hearts. We were shaped in iniquity, and sometimes the iniquity show up. That's why I'm careful not to regard dreams. Your dreams, brother, are for you. Okay?
Okay. And
all right.
I got a question. I was told I was born with a veil over my head, not the medical term, but the spiritual term.
No. Let me tell you, that was a witch or a demon who told you that. Okay? That's old witchcraft talk. Okay? That was a demon who told you that. Okay? That's all witchcraft and sorcery talk. Rebuke that to the pits of hell. You wasn't born with no veil over your head that have you aspire into the dark, that have you aspire to actually inquire into the dark world, believing you're special. That's witch talk.
That's
you were born
slippery.
A child of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You were born a child of Israel. You were born to see the Bible, which is the truth. Rip that veil they're talking about. And we need to stop that superstition, witchcraft talk. That was a witch or a warlock told you that. Okay? You weren't born with nothing over your head. They lying to you. All right?
And I got a question about watchmen. How do you know if you're a watchman?
Well, when it comes to a ministry, You have to be appointed into a ministry. You can't believe you're a watchman yourself. Like, for instance, so it so happened that the Most High made me a watchman, understanding the prophecies of the book, right? But when I came in, I just came in to learn. I didn't understand what I'm going to be. Don't aspire to be anything. Follow Christ and get appointed. Wait on your ministry. If you don't know you a watchman, you're not a watchman. When one ought to be a teacher, one must learn again, which be the first principles and oracles of God. Wait on your ministry. None of us are special until we're chosen by God to do and appointed in a ministry. Come through, get baptized, and receive the Spirit, and the Spirit will guide you into your position that Christ appoints. And it doesn't happen until then. It doesn't happen from someone looking at you and saying a veil was over you or some dreams or whatever. And I know all of this stuff have merit in the world, but it has no merit for Christ's kingdom. Because witches and warlocks have dreams and visions too. And they're necromancers. They can see the future.
Wow.
Come through and be born again and have those superstitions are washed off of you so you can stand anew and be reborn and shaped in the form of light. Be shaped in the form of Christ. And let's get all that superstition stuff off of you. They lied to you. Stop. It is. And when people start talking about their dreams over and over again, you know what I tell them? Listen, you're sleeping too much. Wake up. The Bible says you only need a little folding of hands. You're sleeping too much. The reality is what's going on when we are wide awoke.
Right.
Okay. Wake up.
A lot of people are in stupor and upset.
You're right. So get baptized, brother, so we can get that veil, that other stuff that's happening out there for you. All right?
Well, I've been baptized back in the 80s when I was about seven or eight years old.
No, we're talking about a real Baptist. It was probably somebody in church told you had a veil over you. We need to get that washed off you too. So call us up and let's get that baptism rolling. All right?
Right.
All right. Bless you, man. I'm going to put you on hold. You're welcome. Last call for this evening, 725 area code.
Shalom, Elder. I had a question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
How are you?
Okay. I'm doing good. What about this stuff, Elder? Basically,
I
had a question.
Hey, brother. I'm stronger than ever.
And that's a blessing. That's a blessing. I don't know if it's any relay on your end or delay on my end or whatever the case may be, but excuse me if we interrupt each other.
Okay. It's a little delay. It's okay. But go on.
Okay. All right, for sure. So one of your services, you were talking about ivermectin for those of whom who already took the shot in ignorance or whatever the case may be.
You are violating everything that's going to keep us. You're trying to stop us from broadcasting here. We don't talk about that stuff here on YouTube.
Okay.
Are you one of the Patreon members?
Absolutely.
Call me this Friday and we'll talk about that there.
Okay,
you have all types of bots and sentinels coming here to try to strike this page. You start talking about, I said, get this drug and do that. Oh, no. This page... Many people look forward to hearing the word and the understanding and the direction on this page, and we're not going to be taken down through a technicality. So hold that till Friday. All right? All right.
All right.
Well, thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Shalawah. Well, brothers and sisters, that concludes our broadcast for this evening. That concludes that. I thank you for being loyal, followers of the Gathering of Christ Church. Please make sure, if you haven't already, go to historytimes.org and enroll. Thank you, Elder Dell and Yarok, for actually monitoring our chat. There's a lot of things going on. I see y'all put a lot of people in timeout and gigabyte land. Thank you for that, elders, for having my back always and looking out for the church. You know I love you all, you elders who work. Elder Lawyer, you know how I feel about you. and all the wives and family and sisters who are doing the work continually to assist us in this work we have in Christ. We thank you all for your support. Go to historytimes.org. If you love what you've seen tonight, this is the tip of the iceberg. I'll tell you this right now. It's only the tip of the iceberg. Get into historytimes.org and get in for the creation of the universe, the creation of the universe, okay? I think I have one more call. 202, last call.
Yes, hi. How you doing? This is Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, Elder. Hi. I had a question real quick. How do we know how much time we have left in captivity or Babylon?
Are you in the academy?
I've been guessing. No, I've never been in the academy, but I've been studying with you for 8 years. And
okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let me answer the question. In the academy, I'm going to be breaking down. Okay. I'm going to be breaking down, listen to me clearly, the secrets of the times to show you how many jubilees from the time that Christ was born that we would have, which is the end of days, starting with Christ's birth. We're in what you would call the time and divided of times, which is 1,750 years from the time Christ's birth, his return would be. Listen to me clearly. We are not in the year 2022. That's alive from the pits of hell. We're not even in the year 1800. They took almost 300 years from the calendar, and I can tell you exactly how they did so. While we were asleep, they added time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I'll tell you, we're pretty close. No man knows the day or the hour. Listen to me.
Okay.
No man know the day or the hour. No man know the day or the hour. But absolutely, they talking about 2050 and all that, 2050. Let me tell you. The calculations that I have is well before that.
Yeah, me too.
So, but even if we knew the time, because the devil know the time, if Christ didn't come back, he had to cut the time short, lest no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, the time is short. So there is a time that was given to the wicked to rule this earth for a specific time that Christ will cut short. Okay, I can't go into that now because I would need proof, data, and all of that. And we have to understand that everything isn't for everyone. Okay, there's things we say publicly. There's things that we have to operate within the work itself. All right?
So I'm not going to say what I wanted to say, but okay.
Okay, so let's do this. Just to get in the academy. And I'll share some of that over there.
Okay, they said. That's
you.
Did you have to be baptized to be in the academy, or no?
You do not have to be baptized to be in the academy.
Yeah, because I'm from the D.C. body, and I've been having a lot of problems with baptism. I didn't even get baptized yet. I've been studying for like 9 years with you.
Okay, well, that's a problem. Did you ask to be baptized?
Yes, I did. The last time, not this last time of baptism here in D.C., but I would say maybe about 9 months ago when they had it around. I can't remember when exactly, but it was a time where I was right on time to take the class for baptism and everything. It didn't come through. They wasn't professional. It's a lot of unprofessionalism going on in the D.C. sector, you know, and I have my reasons that is happening.
Sister, listen to me clearly, okay? I don't deal with a lot of accusations publicly that should be private. I don't do that. And
mm-hmm.
we have brand new people that are over the DMV that weren't there before, because there's a lot of things I found out that needed to be cleared up in these areas. So
mm-hmm.
you don't have to worry about that. Better now, okay? So I can't go by things that I didn't witness myself. I don't do that. I don't look backward. I look forward. So if you can
okay.
do so and forgive the brother
for
whatever happened, you don't have to worry about that. We all are shaped and we operate a certain type of way. I'm not saying you're wrong. I didn't want you to have a wrong experience, but we're here now. That we've cleared things up. The gathering is perfect there now. I put people in place directly that was raised under myself. That's there, okay? So you don't have to worry about that, all right?
So is what there you any can way do, you what's your next step? Somebody of those people to contact me because
what's your name?
The two that I mean, my name is Christina, named after Christ.
All right. All right, Christina. All right, hold on. All right. Oh my goodness, girl.
Yes, I because love I mean, my name. It means follower of Christ.
Okay, a wonderful thing. All right, let me put your number down here. Sister, you can't put in all your personal business and everything you're going through. Listen, let me tell you, brothers and sisters still trying to get it together as we go along, and we have to give it a little grace, all right? Everything isn't perfect. We're trying to fix things, all right?
Yes, I feel like a baptism would, cleanse some things.
Okay, well, guess what? Jermaine just responded back and said he's going to reach out to you so that we can get this together. Don't worry about it. Thanks for hanging on in there. And you do not have to listen, you don't have to be baptized to be in the academy. You don't even have to be there on Sunday to be in the academy. Everything is recorded. The links are sent. So if you have to work or something like that, it doesn't matter because you can always click when you get off work or the next day to see the whole program. So there's no reason why you shouldn't participate. And I'm talking about everyone. Back by popular demand, you can actually download the information and have on your device to see it at any time you would like. We stopped that for a while, but back by popular demand, you can actually download it, even if you're not there. You don't have to wake up Sunday. Get up whenever you get up on Sunday and see it, when you can. Download it, and now you have it on your own device to be able to see it at will. Okay, so history times out
there. I'll be inquiring about a class in October.
Okay, it's up to you. Well, it starts this week, all right? This is the first week. October, you're going to be far into the academy. That's up to you, all right? But go to historytimes.org.
I mean, for the next one, whenever the next one is, I can't do this one because I'm moving and stuff, so.
Sister, is at your discretion. Jermaine is going to call. Matter of fact, I gave you – Jermaine is going to call you, and we'll work it out, all right? Either way. With or without the academy.
Okay, thank you.
Come on. Come on through and be a part of the body, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I am tired, all right? It's time to go to sleep. May the Most High be with you. Stay prayed up, sin not. We will soon.